Hey everybody, Shane Purnell from Dialed In for Success. On today's show, I'm going to tell you the story about a buddy of mine who once told me, "Hey, looks good enough for my house." Hey, 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 Shane Purnell from Dialed In for Success. How in the world are you doing anyway? Back in the saddle with another Dialed In for Success podcast. Excited to be here in the Dialed In for Success studios at the stately Shane Manor, and we've got a great show coming up for you today. On today's show, we're going to be answering the question, when is good enough good enough? When should our relentless pursuit of getting better stop, and when should we just accept good enough as good enough? But before we do that, before we talk about that, a few housekeeping items I want to go over with you. First of all, if you haven't signed up for the Dialed In for Success VIP updates, what are you waiting for? Get on over to dialedinforsuccess.com. Go over to the right side of the page and put in your name and your email address, and you will get that inspiration delivered straight into your inbox. Also, the Facebook page is still out there. That is facebook.com/dialedinforsuccess. While you're out there being social with your friends, make sure you're checking out Dialed In for Success. Get that daily dose of motivation and inspiration delivered right to your inbox. And go on over and like the page while you're at it. Let's build that page up and keep going on the Dialed In for Success bandwagon. And we also have the brand new website, just got that up, got about three posts up there, platformgiant.com, platformgiant.com. Go on over, check that out, three posts up there about what is a platform, how you build your platform. That's the direction that's going. I want to help people become more successful online. I want to show them how to share their message, grow their audience, and build a platform for themselves. Definitely worth checking out. So if you've got a few spare minutes, check it out. Also leave a comment on any of the blog posts. I sure appreciate that. And we also have the Facebook page, platformgiant.com, over on Facebook. Check that out. But that's not why you tuned in. You tuned in here today to answer the question, when is good enough good enough? And the idea for today's podcast came from about 15 years ago. Some buddies of mine and I were remodeling my basement. Now, I didn't have a lot of money back then, but I had a lot of energy and a lot of enthusiasm and a desire to learn. So a couple of my buddies who were far more handy than I came over, helped me rough in the basement, helped me do the electrical and the plumbing and all of those kind of things. And the one joke that was running throughout was I would continually ask them, hey, you know, is this level? Did you get this like this? Did you do this right? How about this? Because I couldn't maybe do the things. I didn't have the skill set yet, but I could read and I knew how things were supposed to be. Well, after a while, my buddies got tired of this relentless hounding of, did you do this right? Did you do that right? And they started answering my question with, hey, looks good enough for my house. I can't tell a difference. And what they were trying to tell me in a very nice way is, hey, we're over here helping you remodel your basement and you're giving us crap about how it looks. So, hey, looks good enough for my house, was their way of reminding me to, hey, you just need to take it down a level and remember we're doing you a favor. Flash forward here to modern times. A couple of months ago, I was reading an article in Brain Pickings. And if you haven't ever checked out Brain Pickings, I usually get their feed through Facebook. It's great, great Facebook page. Articles just on everything. Well-researched, great, great Facebook page and website. You need to definitely check it out. Worth your time. But Maria Popova did a post called The Psychology of Getting Unstuck, How to Overcome the OK Plateau of Performance and Personal Growth. And she had gone into a lot of research, basically that had gone back to the 60s, where psychologists had identified three distinct phases that we all pass through on the acquisition of new skills. There's a cognitive phase in which we get our head around the task and we start coming up with strategies on how to improve. And in this phase, we make lots of mistakes. It's brand new, but we're learning. And kind of like I was in that remodel, I was in the cognitive phase. I was learning how to keep things square. I was learning how to frame in a wall and put up sheetrock and do electrical and plumbing and those things. I made a lot of mistakes, but I wanted to learn and it was great. I was alive when we were doing that. But after you come up with a certain level of expertise, you stop thinking about having to do things. You've acquired the skill, and it becomes rather routine. And that's the time you go into the associative phase. You make fewer mistakes, and you start to get better at things, and it just starts getting in the rhythm. Now today, you know, if I had to do a rough in on a wall, it wouldn't be too much of a problem. Or if I had to even think of it like this, driving a car. How many of us who've been driving for any length of time stop and think about driving a car? But those first few times we had to focus on, is the car in the center of the lane? Is there anyone behind me? Oh, I need to check my rearview mirror. Is my seatbelt? And things that you just have to think about during that cognitive phase just become second nature. Muscle memory takes over in the associative phase, and we just make fewer mistakes and we start to get in the groove. The third phase is the autonomous stage. And that's when you start turning things on autopilot. You don't even have to think about it anymore. You're completely autonomous. The skill has been required. It no longer requires conscious effort to do. And this is when we reach the okay plateau, or as I like to call it, the good enough zone. This is when we get to the point where everything is so automatic, we don't even have to think about it anymore. Second nature takes over and we get comfortable. Why? Because we're performing at a level of adequacy. There is no reason to improve. Why would you want to improve if you're good enough? Let me give you an example. Let's say you have a job that requires you to fill out forms. And you fill these forms out day in and day out. You're checking checkboxes, you're filling in blanks, you're circling words, you're doing the forms the same way every day, day in and day out. In fact, you've done them so often, you don't even have to think about filling out the forms anymore. You're on autopilot. But then one day it all changes. Your boss comes out with a 6-inch stack of papers, slams them on your desk and says, "What is this?" "What do you mean, boss? These forms are all wrong. You've been doing them wrong all this time. Now I want you to go back. I want you to redo every one of these forms and resubmit them." Do you think that you are going to be in the good enough zone anymore? Oh, no, no, no. We are back to the cognitive phase. All of a sudden, the forms are brand new to you. You read through every line. You double check what you're doing. All of a sudden, you have to be very cognitive and think about what you're doing. But as you start doing these more and more, you start filling them out correctly. You start understanding. You're finding a way to improve on the forms you've done. And that's exactly what the very best amongst us do. That's exactly what the high-performance athletes do. That's what the very best business leaders do. They find a way to direct and focus on what they're doing. They find a way to improve their performance without an external force looking over their shoulder. So how do they do it? Well, there's three things that all top performers do in order to get out of the good enough zone. The first thing they do is they focus on technique. They really look at how they're doing what they're doing. They're very aware of how they're approaching their job. The second thing they do is they stay goal-oriented. They know the end result that they're looking for, and they focus on that end result. The third thing they do is they get constant feedback about their performance. Remember in my example just a minute ago where the boss came out and told you to redo all of those papers? That's feedback. Except in this example, the feedback was unsolicited. Maybe instead of waiting for the boss to come to you, you can go to the boss and ask them how you can improve your ability to fill out these forms. Is it comfortable? Heck no, it's not comfortable. But the highest achievers don't seek comfort. They seek progress. Seeking daily progress, seeking to improve what you do, gets you out of the good enough zone and into the top performance zone. So don't just wait for the feedback to come. Seek it out on a regular basis, even if it's uncomfortable. So let's do a quick recap of exactly what we've talked about today. We first learned that there are three phases to learning any new skill. The first phase is the cognitive phase. This is the time where we're most engaged, we're most focused on learning a new skill. We make a lot of mistakes, we're getting a lot of feedback about what's right and wrong, and it's very frustrating and uncomfortable. The second phase is the associative phase. This is when we start to get good at it. The mistakes start to drop, the performance starts to increase, and we really feel good about the progress we're making. The final phase is the autonomous phase. This is when we just stop thinking about it and doing it. Muscle memory has kicked in. We just go and do it. We don't even have to think about it anymore. This is how our car drives itself to work. We don't even think about the exit we get off anymore because we've driven down the road so many times we just know where the exit is. We may even stop paying attention to the cars around us. Yikes. I hope that's not the case. But anyway, you get the idea. The autonomous phase, we stop getting better. It's good enough. We've mastered the skill. There is no more reason. There is no incentive for us to improve. But we've also learned that the very top achievers are the ones who learn to go beyond good enough. They get out of the good enough zone by focusing on their technique, by staying goal-oriented, by getting constant feedback on their performance. This is what makes them top achievers. So if you want to be in that top echelon, if you want to be a top performer, once you've mastered a skill and once you can do it so good that you don't even have to think about it anymore, you have to begin again. You have to look at the level you're at and you have to find a way to get better. It's that deliberateness of practice, even when you have a skill mastered, that's going to break through the barriers, that's going to cause you to achieve at a level that those around you simply cannot. This is what made Michael Jordan a superstar. This is what made Joe Montana an incredible quarterback. This is what made Tiger Woods an incredible golfer. They found a way to get better even after good enough was good enough. Well, hey, that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It has been an absolute pleasure to do another Dialed In for Success podcast for you. Some quick reminders. Remember to go over to the Dialed In for Success website, sign up for those VIP updates so you can stay informed, get in the loop, know about things ahead of time before the general public knows about them. Also, get those weekly Facebook updates delivered right to your inbox. Stop on over by the Facebook page. It is Facebook.com/dialedinforsuccess. Hit that like button. Let's grow this Dialed In for Success community. Let's blow this thing up. Get on over there, like the page, get that daily dose of motivation and inspiration delivered right into your Facebook feed. And also remember, Platform Giant has started. If you want to become more successful online, if you have a message you want to share with the world, if you want to grow your audience, if you want to build your platform, then Platform Giant is the place you need to be. So head on over to PlatformGiant.com, get signed up for the newsletter. I'll keep you updated with the latest that I have there. That's going to be a platform. I'm going to be putting out products on that. I'm committed. I'm telling you right now, right here, I'm committed to helping you become more successful online. You can also email me, Shane@PlatformGiant.com, if you have a question, if you just want to get started, whether it's a WordPress installation, doing a podcast, whatever it is, I'm here to help you succeed. And remember, we've also got the Platform Giant Facebook page. I want you to go over there, hit like button, and do that. Until next time, this is Shane Purnell for Dialed In for Success, telling you, remember to stay dialed in. Man, I think I lost my voice on that. That was a tough one. A lot of mistakes, too. I thought I was supposed to be getting better at this. Yeah, they are getting better. I think they are, at least. Oh, well.